It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Who set you up? Like, who is your wing person? And I'm not talking, you know, like the typical person, like your buddy, but family member-wise. Was it your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, a cousin? Because this wing mom, her tweet has gone viral. Listen to this. Earlier this month, Charisma, am I saying that right, her name? It's C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A.
Yep, Charisma.
All right, I thought so. She's a UT San Antonio student, tweeted about her encounter with a young man's mom at a supermarket. She said, if your name is Cody, you're 6'4", you go to UTSA, live at the outpost, you're a sophomore and majoring in global affairs, your mom truly is your wingman. She just showed me and my roommates a picture of you at the store and said that she's trying to find you a girlfriend, LOL. So that's like kind of interesting.
Let's go, mom.
But it's also, would you want your mom to do that? I mean, Alex, you got a boyfriend now, the Egyptian, and Liv, you got yourself a man, Jewel Daddy. You found those kind of on your own, right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I was set up.
By who? Who set you up?
By his best friend.
Okay.
Well, my mom tried to set me up with this Target worker for an entire summer that I was home from college. This guy was getting his master's in like social work or something. And so she thought that was really nice. And she tried to set me up. And I kid you not, almost every single day she'd be like, oh, hey, I forgot something at Target. Like, can you go and like get it for me?
And there's
like,
something on layaway.
Yeah, and so I'd go to Target, and then I see that he would be working, and I'd call my mom and be like, Mom, you did not. And, like, anytime I would go to Target with her, because I always, like, ran errands with her in the summer because I, like, didn't have a job. I didn't have anything else to do. And she would always go to the checkout, and she'd be like, oh, hey.
Was it Alex from Target? Remember him? He was hot.
Yeah, well, this guy was cute, but I was like, Mom, I am not interested. Please stop.
I miss Alex from Target. Whatever happened to him? He was, like, doing a little tour and everything.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. If your family members tried to set you up, or if you would even, like, allow that to happen, like, if you'd want that to happen, you'd be like, oh, God, Mom, please don't do that.
I was going to say, Alex, I follow him on Instagram.
Alex from Target.
Yeah, I've been following him for years. Anyways.
You are so thirsty.
So what's he up to? Give us the update.
Oh, he was doing a little bit of modeling, and then he stopped. And now he hasn't posted in a while.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, trouble in paradise, possibly?
He's probably back at Target.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have been set up with him back in the day when I was single.
My mom tries to set me up with girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she not want you to be with Chase?
No, I mean, you know.
Obviously not.
I mean, she's okay now, but like when we first started dating, like 6-7 years ago, she was you know, like, oh, there's the right girl out there. Oh, did you see that girl over here?
And
you know, she would stress the girl.
So she loved and accepts you as a bi person, but she was like, look at this cute little girl. It's a woman. What do you think about that?
My family has been trying to set me up ever since I was like little. Like, my family is obsessed with me getting married. Like, obsessed. And they will not sleep until it happens.
I can't even imagine you married.
But do you guys, but is that annoying to you then? Because it sounds like they've constantly done that. It doesn't seem like you like it.
Yeah, it's like annoying. And also, it's like I've never been interested in like the people that they've said. And I feel like part of that is because they want me to date them so bad. Like, I've like always been rebellious. I'm like, no, I'm not interested.
All right,
because they brought them to me.
Let's talk to Katie. Hey, Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this situation?
Well, I've never had a family member set me up, but one of my managers tried to set me up once.
With who?
Her nephew.
How'd that go?
And at first I was kind of open to the idea, but then I looked him up on Facebook and I was just like, nah.
Was he weird? Was he weird?
A little bit. And
like what?
I can't really think of anything specific.
Did he have an inanimate object as a profile picture?
No, nothing like that, but I don't know. I dorky. Just wasn't interested. Yeah, dorky.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's awkward, too, because it's your manager. It's like, well,
exactly.
What? Katie, sorry.
And I told her, I'm so picky anyway. If, like, something went wrong, I would hate for it to be awkward
right.
between us.
Katie no longer has hours this month. That's so weird. Oh, no.
Exactly.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in and sharing. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Maybe it's a great story and it's wonderful. Maybe it's an absolute horror story. Those are the best.
I was set up by the Egyptian's friend because I matched with his brother on Bumble last summer, and we started talking for a couple weeks, and then he actually was killed. It was super tragic, and when he died, I went to several things for his family that they had put on, like, you know, in memory of him and stuff, and then I met his brother, and so his brother barely knew me, but then like 6 months later messaged me on Instagram and asked me if I was still single and was like, well, I just have this friend that I really think you would hit it off with, and it happened to be the Egyptian, and so that's how we got together. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I mean, taking a tragedy and making it into something kind of positive and love. Angeline, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You set your son up, so you're kind of a wing mom, aren't you?
I am. To kind of set up the scene, we were at a restaurant, and a whole group of cheerleaders had come in and sat down at the table across from us, and they had been eyeing my son almost the whole dinner.
Yeah, because your son's a hottie.
I make cute children. What do you say? So my daughter had fallen asleep. My son picks her up to carry her out to the car, and they were just all swooning over this. And so as he was walking out, I wrote a Snapchat name on a piece of paper, and I put it on the table. By the time he got out to the car, he had 8 Snapchats being requested to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
And he still talks to some of them this day. But that was probably about a year ago.
But did any of them actually end up being, like, girlfriend material?
He said no, but he enjoys talking to him.
Did they at least send him some really like nice pictures or whatever?
That I don't know about.
Okay.
I'd rather not know.
Yeah, good for you, though. That's kind of cool. I think it's cool if there's a mom or a dad that tries to, whether they embarrass their kid or not, that's a good thing. Let's do one more here. Let's talk to Caitlin. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Did you set somebody up? Did you get set up? What happened?
I was set up. So I worked at a retail store, and I was the manager, and one of my coworkers was like, hey, I have a son, blah, blah, blah. He drives a big old truck. So I was like, ooh, okay.
Is he in Florida Georgia Line? Tell me more.
Well, she set me up with him. We were friends on Facebook, and we never hung out, but he would leave notes on my car, and when I would get off work, I would find them, and it was weird. And he would also drive by my work just to see if I was there, and then he'd come in if I was.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
It was a big no. Nope, it never happened.
Did this person kind of turn into a stalker then?
Yes, and he messages me every now and then, but I never really reply, and I feel bad because, like, he's a good guy, but no.
Do you still work with his mom?
No, I actually do not work there any longer. Me and his mom are still friends on Facebook.
That's
but...
good.
And weird.
Weird.
Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. If you're going to break into a restaurant, make sure you know like what you're breaking into. That's a little clue.